Six food establishments in York Region were charged for public health violations by York Region inspectors last week. The Newmarket residence in East Gwillimbury, 3248 Davis Drive, was charged on November 2 with failure to protect food from contamination or adulteration, according to the report for inspections made November 6 to November 12 by York Region Community and Health Services, Health Protection Division. The home for vulnerable adults was charged after health inspectors noted it failed to distribute potentially hazardous food at an internal temperature 4 degrees Celsius, 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and lower, failed to provide handwashing stations with adequate supplies, failed to adjust or repair malfunctioning cooler, and failed to ensure walls are kept clean, in good repair. It was also flagged for failing to properly store all food in a manner that prevents contamination or adulteration, including separating raw from ready-to-eat foods, and failing to use utensils, equipment free from open seams, crevices, cracks in contact with food. Food handler education was carried out on site and a re-inspection will be conducted at a later date. Day and Night Angus Steakhouse in Markham, 201-538 Carlton Road, was charged operating food premises with mechanical equipment not maintained to provide sufficient chemical solution rinse. Health inspectors flagged the restaurant for failing to sanitize utensils using a chemical solution at the minimum concentration and failing to adjust or repair a malfunctioning cooler. Food handler education was carried out with acceptable temporary measures put in place and a re-inspection to be conducted at a later date. Providential 9 in Markham, A 8425 Woodbine Avenue, was charged with using equipment not free from crevices in contact with food. It was also noted that the establishment failed to use utensils, equipment free from open seams, crevices, cracks in contact with food, failed to ensure walls are kept clean, in good repair, and failed to ensure completion of food handling training by food handler or supervisor. Food handler education was carried out. Sisters Cafe Delight in Markham, 912-4855-14th Avenue, was charged with food premises not being maintained with clean floors in food handling rooms and with food premises not being maintained with clean walls in food handling rooms. The restaurant was also not in compliance due to failing to cover food to prevent contamination and failure to ensure presence of certified food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation. Food handler education was carried out. Amika Thornhill in Vaughan, 546 Steeles Avenue W, was charged with using handwashing stations other than for handwashing of employees and failure to protect food from contamination or adulteration. It was noted that the retirement residents also failed to cover food to prevent contamination, failed to protect food from contamination or adulteration, failed to use utensils, equipment free from open seams, crevices, cracks in contact with food, failed to ensure equipment surface sanitized, cleaned as necessary, and to provide adequate protection against the entrance of pests. Food handler education was carried out. Nutra Services Inc., Christus Dars Latvian Home in Vaughan, 11290 Pine Valley Drive, was charged with handling ice in an unsanitary manner. The long-term care facility was also found to not be in compliance due to failing to sanitize utensils in quaternary ammonium compound solution of 200 ppm or more and failing to maintain equipment in good repair. Food handler education was carried out. The inspection reports represent the condition of the restaurants at the date and time of the inspection only and does not guarantee or warrant the condition of the food premises at any other time, the public health unit states. For more information on the above charges, contact York Region Health Connection at 1-800-361-5653 or TTY 1-866-252-9933.